DW.
Wie lange bist du obdachlos?
Jetzt fast ein halbes Jahr. Und ich habe mich getrennt von meiner Frau. Also meine Frau hat sich von mir getrennt.
Umgekehrt. I broke up with my wife. That is to say, my wife left me. And ever since, I've been looking for a new apartment. Right now, I'm living in this homeless shelter. It's so hard to find an apartment here in Bonn. Every apartment viewing I've been to, there have been three or four other people there. And since I've been on welfare for so long, they don't like that. They don't want me. So it's just hard to find an apartment here.
This is Jamal. He's 42 years old and on the street in Bonn and on the verge of giving up.
Oh, yeah, bestimmt 30 Wohnungen. Kommt bestimmt hin.
By now, it's been at least 30 apartments I've looked at. At least 30 times I've been turned down. I'm starting to lose my strength. I can't take it. There's no point. Maybe if I use my connections, maybe then I'll get lucky. It's just really hard.
Let me just quickly tell you my version of Jamal's story, because his is like thousands, hundreds of thousands of others in the Federal Republic of Germany. I met him yesterday in Bonn while searching for somebody willing to talk about being homeless here. I had met a bunch of people over the past 2 days in and around the shelters in the former capital of West Germany, but nobody was willing to go on tape. I asked for their stories, but they told me that what they had to say would incriminate them. And granted that most were dealing hard drugs, they weren't wrong. But when I met Jamal, all he was looking for was help with getting an apartment. He walked up to me and this other guy I was talking to and wanted to know if we had heard of any apartments that were open to people like him, you know. I'll never forget his sore-looking eyes. There was a desperation to them, and all he was looking for was a place to call home. Jamal's parents came to Germany from Morocco in 1959. His dad was offered a lucrative job as a blacksmith, where he could earn way more than back home, in the city of Essen, an industrial cauldron in the Ruhr region that would power West Germany and put it back on the global economic map. Jamal was born in 1975 and is proud to this day of the work his father did here. He himself tried a number of jobs when he came of age, including construction and wall painting, but nothing worked out. He fell into drugs as a result, the worst of all, heroin, an addiction he struggles with on a daily basis today. If you ask him how it all happened, that he's on the street, he pauses, and it seems like he can't even tell you why. But he will say it all happened faster than he could have ever imagined.
Es kam halt von heute auf morgen. Ich meine, Beziehungen sind heute nicht mehr so sicher. Wir leben in einer Wegwerfgesellschaft. Das ist von heute auf morgen.
It happened from one day to the next. Relationships aren't as stable as they used to be, I guess. We are living in a world where you can be thrown away even by the people you love. And now I'm living in this homeless shelter. And who knows, there are rules here too. I'm a drug addict, it's true, and I can relapse at any time. And when that happens, maybe they'll throw me out, and then I'd be completely on the street. That would be even worse. If you had told me 6 months ago I'd be sleeping on the street this winter, I'd say you've got the wrong guy. It's the kind of thing you have to live through for real to understand. It looks a lot different looking at it from the outside.
Natürlich, wenn man selber in der Scheiße sitzt, ist es ein bisschen anders, als wenn man das nur von außen sieht.
One of the social workers at the shelter where Jamal and dozens like him are living these days is Ricarda Miebach.
Also die Situation ist ernst. Ich finde,
the situation is serious, yes. But it's not like it's happened overnight. We're not talking about an acute situation. We could have seen this coming because there are fewer places for these people to live. There is a lack of affordable living space. That's the problem. And that's why the number of homeless here in Bonn and other cities in Germany is rising.
So what does somebody here in Bonn, like Jamal, for instance, do when he loses his apartment and can't find a new one? Can he stay in the shelter?
Yeah, natürlich. Also wir sagen wirklich, wir lassen keinen auf der Straße, wir setzen keinen natürlich raus.
Yes, of course, we'll never throw anyone out on the street. Every case is individual and it's crucial to see what each person needs. We're aware that some people need long-term help. They're dependent on this. Because of their addiction or psychological needs, they can't live alone. And then it's our responsibility to give this person a home so that they can live here for as long as that person needs.
Der Mensch bekommt eine Bleibe bis hin dazu, dass er wirklich für immer bleiben kann.
When the living space is scarce, like you say, are there fights between the homeless and, let's say, new people who are coming to Germany, let's say refugees who are being given living space, is that something that angers the people who are homeless here that you deal with on a daily basis?
Ja, ich glaube, also Kämpfe oder Konflikte in dem Sinne gibt es erstmal nicht.
Fights? Conflict? No, I don't think there are fights between the homeless here and the refugees. But I do think there is a lack of understanding. They ask, why can't I get what they get? Shouldn't I be entitled to the same benefits? Why don't I get that too? However, what I want to say here is that there isn't any conflict between the two. The homeless here are concerned with their own situation, their own struggle to survive. There's no rage or trouble with the refugees. That's not what it's about.
Ja, keine Wut oder gar kein Ärger, weil darum geht es gar nicht.
If you ask Helmut outside about how the homeless view the situation with the refugees, he'll tell you a different story than we've just heard.
For the homeless, this is the biggest competition that you could imagine. Imagine you lose your apartment, or the apartment that the city provides is unlivable. How would you feel if people arrive here and are set up with living space that you've been waiting for? I've experienced these feelings. How would you feel if you had a shabby apartment and other people who aren't even from here get a new place that they ruin after 6 months because they don't know how to maintain it?
So there's envy then?
Und frag nicht nach Sonnenschein, ich wollte nur nicht so krass ausdrücken. Das ist schon gar Nein mehr, das ist schon Hass. Entschuldigung, das ist regelrechter Hass.
Are you kidding me? It's more than just envy, it's hatred. I'm sorry if I have to be the one who says it, it's real hatred. And it's going to escalate. It already has escalated, but nobody pays attention to us, we're just brushed under the rug. Of course, there's envy and hatred. When I think about these new people and what they get and how they can't behave, and then I see elderly women, 70 or 80 years old, who are collecting cans to get by, I must say, I get rage in my eyes. These women were the ones who rebuilt our country from the ashes, and they don't get a pension. I thought this country was rich. I thought we were the export world champions. Where are these billions? Where are they?
Helmut has been here for decades. He and his friend Doza are self-proclaimed punks, part of the older generation in the Bonn homeless scene, and they've come to grips with their plight. Helmut has a little dog, Bandit, a critter kind of like Dorothy's Toto from The Wizard of Oz, and he's got bright blue eyes that shine from his wrinkled face. His friend Doza, a nickname that implies beer can in German, can tell you a thing or two about living on the street. He's been homeless, off and on, in Germany since he was 15.
More. Way more people are homeless now than before. Doesn't matter what city you're in, whether it's Bonn or wherever. Shelters like this one are disappearing. Affordable living space is disappearing. A large part of the system has broken down. And if you ask me, living in a doghouse, he's got it better. Right, Bandit?
In a Hundehütte hat er es besser. Ne, Bandit?
You wish you were a dog.
If you like, sure, a dog.
All jokes aside, Doza does not have it easy at all. He's been in the shelter full-time now for 7 years, and he'll tell you straight up, he's lost touch with much of the world around him. Like an eternal punk, he still has long, albeit thinning hair, and he's missing his front teeth. If it weren't for friends like Helmut, he says, he wouldn't have anything at all. The only thing he would have left would be beer. Already now, it's pretty much the only way that he can get through the day.
Man trinkt gemütlichen Bier. Man trinkt auch zwei Bier und blöderweise auch ein drittes.
You drink one beer, then you drink another beer, and stupidly you drink a third. That's what my days have become. You ask me what it's like to live with nothing? It's crap, to the power of three. But we've just gotten used to it. And maybe that's the worst thing of all, that we've just gotten used to it. We've just come to grips.
Hat man sich damit abgefunden?
As Doza downs another plastic bottle of cheap beer, probably his fourth or fifth, and it's not even 10:30 in the morning, it's hard not to feel for the guy. There are more and more people like this in Germany who are just watching their lives fly by. As daunting as the task seems, of trying to help people like Doza somehow hang on, Ricarda Miebach from the shelter says this is precisely her calling, because what's going on outside her office, she says, is not a parallel world.
Nein. Ganz klar würde ich das mit einem Nein beantworten.
No, no doubt about it. The answer is no. This is not a parallel world. What you may have seen in the last few days' reporting is obviously that these people lack opportunities. They're missing the things you need to live a different life, and that's what makes it look like a parallel world. However, many years of experience here have taught me that these people want exactly the same things that you do. A nice apartment, a big TV, solid relationships, contact with family, a debt-free life. These people dream of the very things we all dream of, and giving them a chance is what our work is all about. Nobody wants to live in a parallel world. And if these people can't make it on their own, then we'll help them avoid that parallel world, so that they, like you and me and everyone else, can live in our world together.
Dass es eben keine Parallelwelt wird, sondern dass man wie du und ich, wie jeder miteinander leben kann.
This report was brought to you by DW.